sports authorities.
Okay, huddle up, sports fans. Live from Studio B, it's showtime for Ken, Mark, and John, the sports authorities, here on the new CKIW Radio 76.
Here, I was trying to figure out the reason why. Now we know the reason why because we're already on. How are you? How are you? All of a sudden, I feel like I'm a deli owner. How are you? So how are you? John Sever here in Studio B at CKWR Radio 76 with the Detroit Sports Authorities coming to you live from Detroit, Michigan, Detroit. And it's not Detroit, and if it is, we'll slap you because we know you're from Texas.
And it's not to be confused with the Toronto Sports Authorities.
Oh, you got me at a disadvantage there.
Oh, stop it.
Close.
Loser.
Oops, sorry. Got confused with the blue one.
Sure.
There we go. The two blues as opposed to the fine red wing one. There you go. The race to the bottom. It's on, kids.
I didn't even have to bring that up today. Kenny had to... You had to sling it today, didn't you?
Absolutely.
What are you slinging?
Slinging shit, that's all. What do you think Toronto is? Oh, sorry to all my friends in Toronto.
Don't try to squeeze. I'm trying to squeeze one on in there.
you're invading my territory here.
I know, it's bad for international relationships. But what isn't is us as the sports authorities who are here, of course, live, like we just said.
Studio B.
Studio B, right by the helipart here at CKIWI Radio 76, Broadcast Emporium and Gaming Center.
That's right.
Every Friday night. There's a gaming center somewhere.
Yeah, that's true.
There you go.
At the casino.
That's true. And talking about not at the casino, but is keeping all your money, is the Super CPA, Kenny Pocket. Hiya, Kenny.
Hi, John, and hello to everyone out there in Toronto and parts
squeezing
unknown.
Squeezing that in there. And somebody who may not or may not be next to Niagara Falls and between that and Hamilton is our sport director, Mark Milicek. Hiya, Mark.
Hi, John. Hi, Kenny. And hi to everybody.
We're ready. We're hoovering. Go ahead, drop it.
I'm going down the
16th of an inch away from touching it.
In the wooden barrel down to Niagara Falls.
With a Brad Park jersey on. Well, talking about that kind of fun, we're having fun here because we are not bought and paid for by anybody. So we can tell you exactly how it is. We do have the highest authority. We do have the highest standards here at the Callmark Studios.
We do have the highest authority, too.
Yes, we do. Yes. We are authorities and not experts. That makes us one better. All of our opinions are ourselves, so don't get all bugged out about it, nor sue us. Then also...
You're not getting anything, so don't worry about it.
I got some ice for you. If you can open up what's behind door number three tomorrow morning.
I'll give you a wooden barrel and you go down Niagara Falls, okay?
We're keeping the park jersey.
Yeah. You pick your own jersey to go down.
Yeah.
You're not having my Keon jersey, it's okay? You can go down something else.
Trying to sidewaysing it. No, the judges won't have it. There you go. Let's see now. Oh, we don't have the FCC here. We do have the DMCA that we do follow. And so if the language gets a little salty, too, and bad.
Yeah.
All right. So, Mark, every week writes these wonderful booklets that we have here. We have not read them or went through them already, so we are unrehearsed and spontaneous.
Combustion.
That's right. No cue cards, no idiot cards. One of these days I'm going to get the whole thing of what Lou Gordon said. No cue cards, no idiot cards. We're all live and spontaneous, whatever. Anyways, we talk about sports and nothing but sports, and we hate them. So we're here for you. So if you hear us calling out a couple of numbers, that means that those are the...
We know how to count.
Subjects, well, not really. Those are the subjects that we're going to. Only Kenny does. So, but he cannot count if you want that big, big tax return this year that you suckers who bought from Trump got.
You suck.
Way to go, boys. Say hi to Comrade Trump when you see him. Where did all my money go?
The answer is he already got it.
Ta-da!
You got it during the year. Ta-da. And if you didn't put any of it away, well, I
double
guess
ta-da.
You're not refurnishing your house this year then. Because
yeah,
you blew
that's
it.
Right.
You blew it on Starbucks.
Because really, you got that $1.25 every month back, you know, but you paid a lot more in there. It's a screwy setup, isn't it now?
Oh, it is, yeah.
How many people have come up to you and go, why am I paying?
None yet.
That's
yet.
That's yet. Ken Pocket CPA, where you don't have to pay. No matter your tax bill, you just talk to Kenny and you write down your secret number you want, and that's the money you'll get back. Kenny will not represent you at any level.
That's right.
Normally go to the IRS with
and then
you.
Then you see my invoice. They say, I've seen that number before.
You give me your number that you want, but make sure you sign this waiver.
Yeah. I mean, do you have to, in case somebody says, look, the IRS calls me, do you have to, like, pick up the other end of the phone and talk to the guy in the IRS?
Not legally, no. I
mean, then too bad. See ya.
I mean, what happens is, you know, if somebody wants me to help them or go to the IRS with them,
yeah,
I'll do that, but they got to pay me for it.
A fee. That's right. So you spin the big wheel. Tick, 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 tick. How much money you want back and how much you want to go see the IRS. So really, I want $200 million back. So in case I have to take you to the IRS, I have it covered. Pretty smart. Isn't that a tax write-off for me, though, if you have to go next year, if you have to go to the IRS?
Yeah, if you itemize deductions.
There you go.
Very few people itemize anymore because, I mean, under the new law, you only have a few people out there that can itemize.
Amazing, isn't it? How do you itemize? I mean, you have to own a car, business, home.
It's basically, you know, home, a lot of property tax, a lot of interest.
Wow.
Mortgage interest.
Whee!
Contributions.
And talking about contribution, there's nothing like a contributing Detroit Red Wing out there who Jimmy Howard might not be drafted or traded because they have nobody else coming up in the system, so says...
The CAC.
The general manager for your Detroit Red Wings. And that race to the bottom, that lose for Hughes. See how I segued that in there?
Well,
I don't know
I'll
which number
you,
it is.
Now I see the genius of signing Ken Hall to that 2-year extension. Just think how many high draft picks you're insuring by bringing this guy back.
And how many you're losing.
Exactly.
There you go. But everybody wants Nyquist, and everybody wants Jensen, so says your new general manager to the Seattle Sea Chickens.
And you know who else everyone wants?
The
Anthony Gose.
There you go.
The Seattle Ice Dogs.
Do you know something that they actually are taking 2 years? They could have been in business this year. You know, they're giving them 2 years to get their stuff together. What does that tell you? You know, why don't you have a GM already? Isn't it spooky? That means, is Holland really going? Or, tune in next week, kids, when you find out, is Yzerman coming?
Well, here's the deal, though. What if Holland wants to go, and the Red Wings like him so much they won't let him out of his contract?
Give him a 5-year contract, 5-year extension.
Yeah.
What is up with the Ilitches and 5-year extensions? That is going to be a scary thing, because here comes Howard, who is a free agent. After this summer. So, do they get happy feet and sign him for 5, which means he'll be 42?
Whoa. That would be not a very wise move, but...
No, but it'd be an Ilitch move, though. I mean, everybody that's old, give them 5. You know? Just as a thank you for being here. Here's an idea. Buy him a watch. You know? Buy him a nice sweater. Buy him a car. For a thank you for being here. Don't give them 5 years.
If the Red Wings are planning on keeping Howard, I would sign him for a year or two.
Yeah, but he won't stay for a year or two. But nobody else wants him. You know, allegedly. You know, because, again, it's just like another one of the Ilitch's other team. Oh, we got teams that are it's ringing off the hook.
You know, lined up at the door for Anthony Ghost.
That's right. You got Erickson. You got Jensen. You got what is the love with Nyquist? I've never seen anything big deal with him. And how is Tartar doing, by the way? Tatar
is playing very well for the Canadian.
So is it the player or is it the team? So if you see everybody else doing well, and that's right. I mean, Green is here basically for the money.
Yeah.
You know, it's low pressure. Nobody cares. Vanek, same way. We're not have to push, but we get the green. We get the cash. You know, so why do we care? I mean, really, two veterans going, thanks a lot. You know, and I mean, I think they're free agents at the end of this, too, if I'm not mistaken.
Who?
Green, isn't he?
No, Green has got another year, I think.
Jesus, really? Why?
Yep. And the latest and greatest rumor from my beloved Toronto Maple Leafs is...
They try to squeeze that.
The Maple Leafs are interested in Mr. Cornwall. Jensen.
Cornhole.
No,
he's got plenty of gas left in his tank.
No, his tank's got a hole in it.
No, yeah, it's just because he doesn't have a first or second gear anymore.
His knees are feeling better.
Yeah, I mean, he doesn't feel like maybe he'll reconsider. You know?
Yeah, the latest from the Maple Leaf Forum.
That's how he squeezes it
is Jensen for a second round.
Take it.
Jensen for a second and third round, and the Red Wings throw a third round back. That's the latest rumor that I heard.
What's the love? What's the love for Jensen? I don't get it. I don't see any crazy numbers. I don't see any crazy anything. He's cheap.
His Corso rating, that's the...
Corso rating?
His puck possession, plus minus, and a couple other details is the highest... on the Red Wings.
It's the hockey...
Big deal.
Hockey equivalent of BABIP.
Big deal. You know, I mean, really, you're the best on a shitty team.
Okay.
You know? I mean...
For a second rounder? For Toronto second round? Big deal. That's way, way up there.
Well...
Unless the swoon begins.
Well, no, the swoon's not going to begin. But that's the latest and greatest. So, and even I've been watching, you know, I watch the Red Wing games and stuff, and out of all the Detroit defensemen, he's about the most consistent one out of all of them. I mean, Erickson.
That's a high bar.
Yeah, really.
Well, but when you compare him to the rest of the Detroit defense.
He's a movable pylon.
But he's young. He's 28 years old.
28. At least, yeah. Because Nyquist is 29. Big deal. You got 30-year-old guys, man. That's the worst possible worst going to where you're going.
And cap-wise, he makes $700,000.
Yeah.
So, you know.
And Erickson makes how much?
Oh,
4.7. And you got the Kaiser that makes 4.5. And you got Cromwell that makes 5.
When was the last time anybody say, boy, he got Cornwall? I don't even ever remember Cornwall being great. Ever. You know? Well, he was always shadowed by... Yeah, but he was never great.
No.
You know?
But that's the latest and greatest. And, you know, if the Maple Leafs need somebody that can...
Sneaking it in!
Somebody that can get the puck... And that includes defensive zone, getting the puck out of their zone fast. You know, the first pass out of the zone. He's one of the best of the Red Wings. Just all the, you know, the little stuff that... prevents
I would
goals
love to see
stuff
them.
Like that.
I'd actually like to see him go only because whatever draft choice he's going to get for him is going to be incidental. Like, incidoodle. You know, only because they're going to draft so low. I mean, that second round draft pick would be where, 58th? Maybe? Wait, why am I going so high? About 54th? First? Second? Big deal. 30. Either way.
Yeah, you're in the 50s.
Yeah, probably. I mean... You're going to definitely have to go to Peterborough Pete's for something there.
Unless you got Eiserman making the pick, then who knows what kind of magic
or
he can
do. Bundle it and get somebody
or
good.
Or Medicine Hat.
There you go. I love Medicine Hat. Or Moose Jaw.
There you go.
The Moose Jaw Moose. There you go. Always. That was deep. I got to remember.
Peterborough Pete's.
Peterborough Sudbury. Pete's, my favorite.
Sudbury.
Yeah.
Peterborough Pete's. I mean, you can't go wrong. Didn't they just have the Hockey Night in America thing? Wasn't that Sunday?
Yeah. Well, no, the Sunday before they had the Hockey Day in Canada.
Which is always cooler.
And this past weekend, they just had Hockey Day in America.
Didn't I just say that?
Yeah.
Yeah. There's something much more cooler about Hockey Day in Canada. It just seems right. You know, the Hockey Day in America seems forced. You know, because when you see those little scamps, you know, skating around somewhere in Hamilton, you kind of go, that's how it should be. Outside, and these kids don't care that it's 3 below and the little red faces and all that stuff. They're still scooting around playing hockey. I think it's refreshing looking. The American version of the show seems kind of, you had a lot of rich parents, you know. I mean, and the inside and all that stuff just didn't seem right, especially with Pittsburgh playing.
And in Hockey Day in Canada, they had the NBCSN crew in downtown Detroit at Campus Marshes
for what?
Park.
Why? In Canada? Why?
No, Hockey Day in Canada.
Yeah, but why would they be in Detroit?
No, Hockey Day in America.
Oh, now it's changing. Okay.
Yeah, Hockey Day in America on Sunday, and they had the NBCSN crew.
Why? Again, who plays in Campus downtown Marshes?
Because the Red Wings had a home game against Philadelphia, and they had the crew down at Campus Marshes at the ice rink.
Once again, thank you, boys, for learning your lesson and getting a fine defeat. Getting a nice big O and O with getting those points that day. And we thank you. Here we go. Mr. Hughes, how do you like West Bloomfield? Nice. We just brought you home.
But if you look at the standings, the Red Wings have 54 points. Edmonton has 53. LA has 52. And Ottawa has 49. So they're not tanking good enough.
No. I mean, how many more games do we got left? Look, Detroit's got a game in hand for most of these guys.
No, Detroit's played 60.
Right. And these other guys only played 58.
Well, I'm just saying.
And 59, so they still got 4 points there. That's easy drop.
But they're tanking. They know how to do that. Those are going to be losing.
They ain't tanking that much if there's only one game between second to last and last.
But I'm just saying, Ottawa knows how to lose.
Well, Ottawa's doing it at a fine clip, but they also have a game on hand in Detroit.
Right.
You know, so Detroit's at least showing their cards right now, you know. Look, they're trying, you know. It's hard to be, you know, 60-23 in the season and still try to get Jack Hughes, but they're trying their best.
No, 23-29. They played 60 games.
Oh, where?
Oh, he turned it.
Not on mine.
There he goes. He's turning the sheet upside down.
There you
down
go.
Again.
60-23, and they're trying their damnedest to get Mr. Hughes.
Now
I salute them.
Now he's turning it sideways.
There you go.
He's still trying to figure this out.
Okay, so they played 54 games.
No.
And they won 60.
They're 54-8.
Uh-huh. John,
there you go.
John, some advice. Don't try to do your own taxes this year, please.
How do you think I get $1 million back every year? I make $10,000, I get $1 million back.
That's right.
It's shrewd investments. I invest a lot in a calculator from 1921. It's made out of wood and stone.
Yeah, he's got an abacus.
There you go. And there's a lot of things we kept talking about, which, hello to Granny out there, who we understand is feeling a little bit better.
Yay!
And was watching a bit of the old NASCAR on Sunday, which I'm sure everybody here did for the great American race, putting America on wheels, and that's why they have Toyota racing in there.
Granny must have loved all those crashes.
It was, it's getting to a point where you watch the last 3 minutes of an NBA game, you watch the last 30 laps on any NASCAR thing, watch the first 3 innings of a baseball game. Isn't that funny? You watch the first 3 of a baseball game, you don't watch the last 4 innings, because by that time it's kind of, you know, but it's always kind of seesaw-y, like. And it's same thing with hockey. You watch the first period, you know.
Not me. I watch everything.
I know, because
I'm the sports director. I have to.
There you go.
And I watched the complete 90 minutes of soccer, too.
Did you see all that NASCAR stuff? There's something about it's Daytona and opening day, the two checkered flags that say it's springtime. It's summertime, and here we go, and we don't have to talk about football anymore unless we want to talk about the AAF.
And we don't. I want to know about number 10, though. I want to know what's going on there.
Oh, number 10.
Yeah, what was that all about, Alfie?
Yeah. Mr. Blaschel, you might want to check your event calendar. Because the other night, the Detroit Red Wings...
First 7,500 fans. They have a second 7,500 fans?
Well, put it this way. They had 7,500 of those bobbleheads made up.
So they gave everybody four?
And the rest of them went off to Salvation Army.
For a buck.
Or they went out and handed them out to people on the street or something. But anyway...
not this organization, no.
Organization.
But anyway, the Red Wings played the Ottawa Senators, and it was Dennis Chalosky's...
Chalosky?
Bobblehead.
Chalosky?
Chalosky.
Oh, wait a minute. That's the tax update. Ta-da! Make sure to file early. File fast.
No, that was Kenny's...
another million-dollar client.
Yeah.
You get your $1 million, you win. That's the sound of him cashing the check.
And it was Dennis Chalowski's bobblehead night. But for some reason, Mr. Blaschel didn't get the memo that it was Chalowski's bobblehead night, and he decided to scratch Dennis Chalowski at Chalowski's for that game. And that just seems a little odd.
A little? A little?
I mean,
you're fired.
Yeah, it's like, you know,
talk about getting your message messed up.
Yeah, what? I mean,
especially if you had your parents show up and stuff like that. It's my bobblehead night. I'm not playing.
Oh man!
Hey, good news, Mom and Dad. I'm going to be sitting with you tonight.
Yeah, yeah. We can
I'm
all
signing autographs.
We can all sit in the press box and play with our bobbleheads.
Whoa. Everyone but Mom.
Ooh la la.
Man, wow. Well, there's something to do during a hockey game, during a wing game. Let's go play with your bobblehead in front of everybody. Crinkly?
I mean, it's not like the Red Wings are fighting for first place here. I mean, you mean to tell me that you can't put him in a lineup for one game before you scratch him, and then the next day you send him down to... Grand Rapids. I mean, come on. You know, what the hell kind of organization is this?
He's going to have to take a breather when you're 60 and 23. You don't want to burn the kid out for the playoffs.
Oh, my God. Here we go again.
Playoffs?
Yeah.
You want me to go get that for you?
The other thing, too, I don't get is when Blaschel says, well, you know, part of his development is not playing.
Well, I mean, he is a minus 20, you know, for plus minus. But he's a rookie. He's on a shitty team. Come on. I mean, what's Erickson's plus minus? What's DeKaiser's plus minus? What's Cornell's plus minus? Come on. The whole defense is probably a minus.
Yeah, I mean, but he wasn't really lighting it up. I'm not really sure what he was. You know, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I guess it's still out for him, and that's how he's going to... And there was something, I think, in the Free Press or News this week that said the Wings are going to win before anybody else, and Detroit is going to win. But that's faint praise. But I don't remember him, this kid being, you know, the Mark Fidrich. I don't remember going, oh, my God, this guy is just outstanding.
At the beginning of the season, he was playing really well.
Yeah.
You know, and then his play has tailed off. I understand
that. I think
he's
pooped out. Yeah, he's a rookie.
But the whole team's play has tailed off.
Yep.
So you're just going to...
Lose for Hughes.
You know, you're just going to punish the kid on the one night. I mean, give the kid a break. You know, why have a bobblehead night for him and then scratch him on that night?
You know, was anything ever said? I mean, it kind of like just don't say nothing, let the day go past and... You know, whatever, because I don't remember anybody saying anything about, oh, we got to reschedule this or what unfortunate timing or whatever.
No, they just handed him out and, there you go. That was it. But the thing about it was, is the night or the game that the first game back in his hometown. I don't remember what game that was. Blashill scratched him for that. He had all of his family, all of his friends, everything at that game.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He was scratched for that, too.
Shows that Blashill is an asshole, frankly.
It's like, come on.
Yep.
You know, it's not like this team is going anywhere. Like, it's going to make the playoffs. It's not like you're in first place that you're fighting for something. If anything, you want to lose. Put him in if he's a minus 20. So he's in minus 25. What the hell's the big deal?
Lose for Hughes.
That's what I'm saying. Here we go again. Let's play the pylons.
Yep.
Instead of playing the kid and let him develop and get NHL experience, no, let's scratch the kid instead of scratching the pylon that's making $5 million a year.
All right, you're the sport director, right? You understand what's going on instead of being angry about this, right?
What?
They're sending the best kid out so they can play the pylons so they can get to lose the Hughes.
But the kid,
how smart is that? Let the kid go play in Grand Rapids who are doing fairly decent. We need to lose points. We don't need anybody good on the team.
But the kid is not playing that well anyway, so it doesn't make a difference if you play the pylon or the kid. They're still not playing good.
He's the best of the worst. We don't need anybody that's the best of the worst. We need worst of the worst.
I understand that, but if the kid's playing in his hometown, let the kid play
that's
that
true.
Game.
Well, I agree.
Yeah. If the kid's having a bobblehead night, let the kid play that game and then send him again.
But you know, how 2003, who the hell wants a bobblehead anymore?
Well,
who collects a bobblehead?
Put it in with your Beanie Babies and your Precious Moments.
Yeah. I have a great idea. Let's have a Blashill bobblehead night and then sit your fucking ass. How about that?
They'd win. We don't want that. We want them to lose.
How about if we just sit your ass in the locker room on your bobblehead night, Blashill, you shithead?
Would you have a bobblehead for Blashill? You know what it looked like? It looked like a Mr. Peanut.
You know, he's got that little bald spot on his right side, too, on his ears.
No, not a peanut. Peanut, it'd be something else.
Are you thinking?
Yes, I'm thinking what?
Like a big kibasi?
I'm thinking of a crinkly.
A crinkly. Here's your crinkly bobblehead. Women are digging it. You add batteries in it.
A bald crinkly.
Go. A bald crinkly. I mean, all the women look at that and go, hey, you know, next time my husband goes out deer hunting, I'm going to put a Blashill up me. There you go. That's how I get Red Wing satisfaction.
A battery-operated Blashill.
There you go. A double-headed Blashill.
I think we need the fanfare for that.
Oh, I'll give you one. There you are. I mean, we get a crinkly on one end and a Blashill on the other. One you can, put it in a manhole when you're, going around corners. And the other one, you can put it in the cockpit straight on. It's the best of both Illiches.
There you go.
Like that?
This is what I'm saying. I'm just saying, just make common sense. You know?
Does it come in black? Mrs. Ford, what are you doing here? There's something you can put up the poop chute.
This is the linebacker edition.
Does it still look like a log? I like that. Reminds me of my old days when I was chopping wood, if you know what I mean. Wink, wink. But I got carpal tunnel now.
Wow.
Thank you, Mrs. Ford. Drop by anytime. Okay. Suddenly sounding a whole lot like Mike Ilitch, but all right.
Goes from one Detroit team to another.
There you go. She's just like hopping.
Hopping right on it.
Yeah, say. She's Martha on the spot. Yeah, there you go. Something's growing inside of her. It's like Martha and the Jack stock. A wiener stock. Oh, look, it's a giant.
Okay. Let's draft him.
But he can't play with his shit.
That's okay. He can drive my car, if you know what I mean. 23 Skidoo.
He can stay up here with me.
That's right.
Stay in the master quarters.
God.
Doesn't have to stay out there on the plantation.
Mrs. Ford, you don't have that anymore.
See what you started, Blashill?
I know, you're a little
dumbass.
Stupid. But really, it's a Red Wing thing. Who the hell? I mean, only Illiches give away bobbleheads. No, they were not collectible ever. They're not cool ever. They were a cute little thing in 85. What?
Get the button ready.
Which one?
My button. The Maple Leafs don't give away bobbleheads, okay? Get your act together.
But what
Red
do they
Wings.
Give away? They give away cum towels, though, don't they?
Yeah, really?
No, only only Martha does that.
I just absorb it all. How do you think my skin's so smooth?
the linebacker towel.
Linebacker towel. All kinds of noises.
It's like a stalactite. Or is my face white? There you go. Gets rid of wrinkles.
There you go. Thank you, Mrs.
Okay,
Ford. Drop by anytime.
I'm done ranting on you.
There's no excuse for it, and there really it's an embarrassing thing to even have bobbleheads. And if that's a salute to the kid, you screwed that up big time. But nobody. The good thing about Red Wing fans. Whoops, I'm way over. Is that they see it? They know a winner when they see it. You know, so since they are 60 and whatever right now, they're staying home purposely so they can save their money for the playoff tickets.
And the parade.
Well, yeah. But, I mean, they got to save up for – they can't go to every one of these individual games for $160.
And $45 to park.
Jesus God almighty. Honestly, you know, it would be – how much would it – where can we get a loan? Because we got to put up, like, an inflatable parking structure for $35 to make a killing.
It would be cheaper to have somebody come with you – and just drive your car around for 3 hours while you're in the game.
Yeah, really, that's true, too, yeah. Yeah, actually, you know what? Maybe that's like a new thing. I will drive your car somewhere.
And
you know?
and go to dinner and take it someplace to a restaurant and then just come pick you up. It'd be cheaper.
You could almost go from there to Hamburg, go to the Hamburg Inn, come back, and still be in plenty of time and still not even burn up $10 worth of gas. So it'd be a win-win everywhere.
Yeah.
There you go. Next, better ideas from your Detroit sports authorities.
Be the official Red Wing Uber driver.
Yeah. Or it could be like car sitting.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Just be in the park, just on the curb idling, and a cop comes by. No. Vroom. Now you just have to trust all those people. But you're right. If you had a friend that would just want to go down in the middle of December, February, January, in Detroit, go out for a dinner. If you paid somebody $20, have dinner, and then come pick us up. You know, the smart thing would be when you're walking out, they could be right up against that curb. You know, I mean, make a left-hand turn, throw you in, take off like the Dukes of Hazzard. You know, you wouldn't have to, like, wait for all those people trying to get out and stuff.
Yeah.
Brilliant idea, Kenny.
Be just a drive-by pickup.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. Even if it was the wrong people,
Yeah.
You with a nice ass, come in. Here. No, not you, Mrs. Ford.
Oh, sorry.
No. The two behind you. Not you.
Hey, you didn't look black anyways. Okay, I'll stay here.
All right, Cabrera did what? He hit nothing. Who gives a damn?
Well,
over and under, when does he get hurt?
First time he has to write one of those child support checks. His hand will cramp up. wow. How many zeros? Holy shit.
Did he get a reduction? I thought he got a reduction.
Yeah. It's still $20,000 a month.
No, I thought he got a reduction from that.
Oh, from that.
Yeah.
No.
Still. He'll be on the disabled list with carpal tunnel.
Yeah.
Yeah, but still, I mean, I can't be hurt this job. I can't be hurt this year, he said. I want to do my job. No way.
I feel good about being back. Oh, back. Oh.
No, I feel good about being back on the field and playing. Is he not sending a message? He doesn't want to be a DH? You know?
Oh, yeah, he says that. Yeah. He says, right now, I'm not ready to be a full-time designated hitter.
There's going to be some problems in that.
But if they talk to me and say something to me, I'm always open to everything. And if the team is better with me being the DH, I'm the DH. If we're better with me at first base, I'll play first base. And then, what he's thinking is, like hell, the team's not better with me at first.
Yeah.
The team's going to suck no matter where you play.
Yeah, but it's going to be kind of one of those things where it's like, yeah, okay. You know, yeah, you're right, because he can make a case either way. Yeah. You know, he really wants a DH, or does he really? Yeah, I think he's the type of guy who really wants to play. I think he really wants to be out there, because every time that somebody stops by first base, he's always goofing around and stuff like that with somebody. So I think he really does like that interaction.
And you know what? What the hell? You'll play him at first base four times a week.
What are you going to lose?
Yeah.
I mean, really, you don't have anybody that is just a DH. You don't have anybody in Toledo that is such a crappy-ass fielder that you just couldn't use him as a DH?
You have two of them with the big club, though.
Yeah.
You got Kristen Stewart and you got Nick Castellanos.
Yeah, but Stewart,
those guys are brutal out there.
Well, Stewart might be your man, then. You know, I mean, if you platoon him, you know, that might be a good idea. You know,
rotate the DH.
You could actually get a DH in free agency, though, couldn't you?
They're not spending the money.
Oh, I don't think you would have to spend a lot of money for a DH.
Not spending anything.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Click. They lock the vault, and that's it.
Yeah.
I mean, they haven't signed a catcher. They haven't signed a second baseman. You tell me.
I thought they got a catcher a long time ago, a couple months ago.
Yeah, that backup, the old backup from Posey. What's his name? Sanchez, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, but all the guys they're signing for the minimum.
And they're minor league
because they're minimum people.
Yeah. I mean, they signed Jordan Moore. Overpaid talent. A little bit for Jordy Mercer, whoop-de-doo, but
that was only for a year.
Yeah, and they're not signing anyone else.
You know, the funny thing is there's a lack of stories coming out of Lakeland.
Yeah.
Yes, they were, you know, they got all together for the first time yesterday, but, you know, normally by now you have all kinds of profiles and stuff like this.
All the puff pieces, yeah. It's kind of hard to go out and say, you know, we're doing a profile on Ronnie Rodriguez.
Yeah.
Crickets, please.
Wait a minute. I got you. Hang on. Wait a minute.
There's a whole lot to talk about Ronnie Rodriguez.
Yeah.
There you go. I mean, you're absolutely right. But, I mean, you go back to the old chestnuts of having Cabrera. What do you think Cabrera's going to say? No, I feel like crap. I don't feel like playing again. But you can't do anything about it. You know?
Well, you know, they did say that Matt Boyd is in the best condition of his life now.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
And that means that?
Nothing. It means nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, Fulmer feels good.
Uh-huh. With his knee brace.
Woo! Yeah, and he lost his arbitration case. Woo! So he's only making $2.8 million instead of $3.4 million.
But he feels good about it. No hard feelings. Of course there's no hard feelings. Look what you landed with. You should be out of baseball, you know, that you got signed guaranteed money for this. Chinga. You know, thank your lucky stars.
And if you even pitch halfway decent, you won't be with the team next year.
All right. Yeah. Time to look into the crystal ball, shall we? No, not you, Mrs. Ford. How many people do in attendance does Detroit get this year? Under 2? Under 1.5?
They won't average 20,000 a game.
20,000 is a lot.
That's about 1.6 mil.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I think that's about right. I think that's about
1.5.
Yeah,
1.5, 1.6. Yep, there you go.
Because it won't take them long to start advertising.
Oh yeah,
you know, buy one get one free tickets, and you know, you buy a ticket, you get $15 and Caesar Supreme pizza and all that stuff. Because they're going to have to get people in there because it's going to get to the point where it's going to be a ghost town.
Yeah. Big time. Yeah. And you know, the funny thing is, Wings fans are hip with that. Piston fans already knew. Even if they're doing well, don't show up. It shows a cool. You know, Tiger fans, you'll be there for opening day. God love opening day in Detroit. It's one of the best times ever. You know, the second day, not so much. You know, but they're going to fall out of contention by June easily. The only thing that's going to pop them up is Kansas City. Because there is no miracle thing that's happening in Kansas City either.
Actually, I saw a projection that Kansas City was going to be third.
From who? Mel Kiper Jr.?
I think I'm trying to remember who. It might have been Pecota.
And means nothing.
But, because Chicago looks like they're not going to be much this year either than the Tigers. They were projecting Tigers at 61 wins.
Oh, there was folks that were projecting Yahoo's. Projecting Chicago, Minnesota.
No.
Oh, my mistake. Cleveland, Chicago, Minnesota. Okay. You know, but even though they're looking at Cleveland, Cleveland lost a lot. They didn't really replenish. So what do you got? If you got, if everything should have clicked with the White Sox 2 years ago, 3 years ago, and didn't.
No.
And they're all looking around going,
Yeah, this is looking like a rebuild that isn't going according to plans.
Absolutely. Because they thought by this time, everybody is kind of like a Ferris wheel. Everybody can take their shot at the Central because once one team gets hot, it's going to stay hot for 3-4 years. The other teams have no answer for it. They'll never be a really competitive 1-2.
But there was a lot of noise when they traded Sale. They got Makata from Boston. He's going to be the next second coming, and his plate discipline sucks.
Yeah, so I mean, especially in the Cleveland ballpark, a little bit different than Fenway.
I mean, I'm talking about Chicago.
Oh, I see. Right. Yep.
So when they traded Sale and they got him, it's like, oh, it's, you know, they don't always work out.
What is the update with Bryce Harper? Last I saw that they were talking about Philly, 361 for 10 years. Has that changed?
Well, Philly is supposedly the leader in the race. Did you see that Manny Machado signed?
With who?
San Diego. 10 years, 300 mil.
San Diego.
His reaction is exactly what mine was. San Diego?
Go for the money.
They're all going for the money. It's getting to the point now that these guys want the money more than they want a championship.
Why does San Diego want to commit that kind of money to that contract
to when
they've got Hosmer tied in with his big money contract and practically nothing else on their team?
Well, let's see. He stays in California. He upgrades and goes to the city that's probably the most perfect weather in the world.
I'm not saying for him. I'm saying the team.
Well, here's your components. You know, the team is supposed to be one of these teams that are up and coming quickly. You know, I don't think they're topping, you know.
Look at their – I mean, you've got the two guys, Machado and Hosmer. Between the two of them, they're making $50 million a year. The rest of the team together makes $50 million a year.
Which makes it even better.
And again, it goes back to an article I read a while back. It showed none of the teams that win have more than, I think it was 10% of their total payroll tied up in their top paid player. The teams that win spread the money around. Okay? So the idea, well, we're going to get this guy, he's going to make this big impact. No. It's not how it works, because what he gives you, the guys that suck take away.
Yeah, but
you know, I mean, how many times did the Tigers have that wonderful rotation and the guy pitches seven innings and then the roof caves in when they go to the bullpen? Why? Because you didn't have a bullpen.
But what does Machado bring to your team?
Hitting. And again, look at the ballpark.
And a really weird attitude.
He's in the wrong ballpark.
Wrong ballpark for a home run hitter. Unless he wants to start stealing bases again.
But that takes a big oomph out of your body. And if you got 10-year guaranteed, hell yeah. Hedford slides into first base. Ouch, I'm hurt, and I'm on the beach.
He doesn't even run out ground balls.
That's true.
I never really thought, I don't understand the big hype. I mean, he just seemed to peak at the right time when nobody else is really around. I mean, do you really care where Harper goes? You know? I mean, streaky?
I do. You know? And the reason is because I figured there's three teams I'm going to hate this year. Always the Yankees, the Padres, and whoever Harper sides with.
There's an actual thought that he could go back to Washington.
Yes.
You know, but then why? Did Washington want to see what the market was for him? And then again, how much money do you have tied up in your pitching staff and then him? Yeah. You're going to have six people making tons of money, and everybody else is going to be from your AAA club because you can't afford anything else. And I don't know what impressed me last year with Bryce. With Mr. Harper.
Not a whole lot.
Yeah, I don't think so. Not for $360 million.
But again, you think back to the Tigers, okay? And it was the old Ilitch model. You spend a lot of money on the big names.
Yep.
And then you fill in below.
That brings the panties.
So you always had the gong show at second base. Mm-hmm. Okay, what sucker are we going to stick there this year? Stick Ryan Rayburn or Carlos Guillen or Brandon Inge?
In the American League, who's got the most balanced team, money-wise and talent-wise? The same team.
Balanced when you say money wise.
I mean, not 90 million, 10 million, 10 million, 10 million.
Boston.
Yeah.
Boston.
And who's their general manager?
Gene.
Yeah, a guy that couldn't, you know, they hated him so much in Detroit.
Uh-huh. They ran him out of town.
Yeah. Literally ran him out of town.
Yeah.
You know.
They were chasing him down I-75.
We saw him. Yeah. People were like honking their horns at him.
Frankly, you look at the way Boston's constructed, and you wonder if, you know, because he didn't do that here, you wonder if he was...
learning?
Not allowed to.
Well, there's
You know the Illich was always meddling.
You know the panic that Illich did when, you know who went down?
Vemurt.
Yeah, when Vemurt went down, they had to hurry up and go to Milwaukee. That was the first sign where all of Major League Baseball should have taken notice. Way too much for one human being. Way too much. You know, maybe Trout when he was 19 or 20. You know, not now. You know, and especially if you're going to... How old's Bryce Harper? 29?
No.
7?
26.
25, 26.
Yeah.
Okay. Machado's 26.
All right, so if Harper, say, is 26, you're going to get him until he's 36.
Uh-huh.
And how old is our favorite friend on Detroit?
35.
Yeah, 35. And he's nowhere near, and he hasn't been nowhere near for years.
Yeah.
So why would you pay a guy $36 million a year for 10 years, you know? And did you not see the lesson here? You know, I mean, I wouldn't pay any hitter, a hitter, especially just a pure hitter, for 10 years at any given time. You know, but really, who would you give a 10-year contract to in Major League Baseball?
I wouldn't give a 10-year contract to anybody.
Well, if I had to give it to somebody, it'd be Mookie Betts.
Okay. And he is?
For Boston.
I know. I mean, age-wise?
Well, he's probably about 25.
Okay.
But he's more athletic. He's not a big guy.
Okay. But do you still think that in over the rigors, at 32, 33, 34, he's still going to
produce
perform?
Better chance with a guy like him than with a big lumbering guy.
Or a pitcher.
When you think about Prince Fielder, I mean, how svelte was he?
Not even. That was the charm of him, though, because everybody equivocated that if he had a big, fat body, he could really get a lot of oomph behind it and make it go away.
But that's not necessarily true. Those guys tend to break down
quickly
when they get into their 30s. And you see Cabrera, another one.
Yeah.
Breaking down. So I look at a guy like Betts, and I say, he's enough, you know, of an athlete where, you know, he has more of an opportunity to do well into his 30s.
And then how much of that is psychological that you put it on Cruz? You know, you're here for a decade, and, you know, you'll never... I mean, you're just thinking how much money... Jesus, we can't even count $361 million high. You know? That's insane. But then again, is he a Boris? Obviously a Boris agent?
I'm not sure. I think Harper is. I'm not sure.
That's what I'm saying. Harper is.
Harper is.
Because, I mean, everyone's goofing. I'm telling you, man, if I'm Washington, I couldn't plug that hole... For $361 million that you would be keeping back for a decade, that pays for a whole lot of hitters coming by.
You're damn right it does.
You know? I mean, that's new hitters.
You don't tie it all up into one
guy. No.
$361 million, you could...
You spread it around.
You can spread a whole... Brother. You can get a whole team.
You buy a couple of relief pitchers. You get a top-notch second baseman. You spread it around.
Yeah, really. Over 10 years, as opposed to one guy who could get hurt, which he did, you know?
And that's
you
don't... When he signed Prince Fielder, you know, my first reaction was, wow, they got Prince Fielder. Then I thought, that's a lot of money. If you went out and spent it differently, what could you get? But no, it's got to be the big splash because it's Illich.
For $361 million, what could you get?
Wow. Hey, you're talking about $36 million a year.
You could get strong up the middle.
Yep.
Which is the backbone of anything. You know, good catcher, good second baseman, good shortstop, good center fielder. And then we fill in. You know, so for $36 million, could you get four players?
Yes.
Above average?
Yeah.
So that's 10, 10, 10, and 6?
Yeah.
Okay. And that's, you know, that's almost like playing with the corporation's money.
Yeah.
You know, which kind of you are, but... I mean, that makes much more sense. And then those guys are not, you don't sign them for a 10-year contract.
Right.
You know, and you're still doing good.
And you're filling four positions instead of one.
I mean, if you're Washington, let them walk. I mean, you got so much money tied up in your pitching staff.
Yeah.
how can you afford to do? I mean, you're going to be the Yankees, and it's going to be iffy because really Harper is, he's under no obligation to really start cranking and have, because you won't have a contract year for a decade, and this will be your last contract.
You mean to tell me that Washington can't let Harper go?
Go.
And find a decent outfielder to replace
They're
him?
They're a pretty good team already.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. And you can't find, with their pitching staff, you mean to tell me that they can't find an outfielder that can...
And it looks like they've solved their bullpen problem, too. So, I mean...
Right, that's what I'm saying.
What's been their downfall.
Right. They have the pitching staff. Let Harper go, then take that money that they were going to spend on him and fill in the outfield.
If you're paying a relief pitcher $10 million a year, that's crazy money.
Uh-huh, yeah.
You know? But that's some badass talent, you
yeah,
hope.
Craig Kimbrell, yeah.
Yeah. And so if you get two of them, plus a $6 million hitter, or a $10 million reliever, uh-huh. a $10 million hitter, a $6 million second baseman, which would be good money, you know? Plus, you still have $10 million to goof around with. Insane, uh-huh. you know? Really insane. No contract extensions, you know. You should do what the AAF does and go belly up in your second week. God.
Yeah, they almost missed their payroll.
Jeez. And who bailed them out? Your fine friends from the NHL. There you go. That's two for nothing in the pocket.
Sportsmanlike conduct.
Yeah, yeah. For nothing. For nothing in the register. Can you imagine to be done in the second week? How did they not project this? How did they not have any money? But then again, you know, you got bang up. Did you see what was on CBS on Saturday nights? Like, one was about an air fryer, you know, to make all kinds of delicious foods and stuff. Mm-hmm. And one was some kind of stupid program of some kind of...
Because the games were on...
On CBS CS or whatever that is.
Yeah, and Sunday's games were on NFL Network or something.
Right. I mean, you got zero exposure. Yet, on CBS, on Saturday nights, it's prime. You look at the ratings you pulled, CBS. Much more than when you got from the air fryer and
one game
Two
was
Broke
on,
Girls or whatever it was.
One game was on TBS or something. I watched one game over the weekend.
It's still entertaining.
Yeah, it was.
You know,
Birmingham and.
But now that Apollos, you know, the Orlando Apollos are undefeated because they beat our fine friends from San Antone, you know, which are 1-1.
I was looking for the Fleets.
Where they won. Matter of fact, they were, and every time that they win,
The big enema showed
yes.
up.
The Fleet came in. There you go. The Fleet went out. That was a pretty chunky Fleet.
Yeah, I was looking for something to watch because I sure as hell wasn't going to watch the freaking NBA All-Star game.
Which is so much. I mean, there was team, whatever that guy's name is.
Giannis versus LeBum.
Yeah. No, versus team tampering.
Team tampering. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, there you go.
But here's the story. This is so totally different than Miami because now if you're a big-shot NBA player, you don't want to be on LeBum's team at all because it's LeBum's team. No matter how good you are, you're going to be Scottie Pippen. And now the people who are doing fine where they're at right now, they don't want to really kind of move. I don't know why you'd want to go to all the craziness that – I mean, when you saw what happened in Cleveland – that's not Miami. Miami, they kind of actually kind of got through this. Why would you go? Why would you go play in L.A.? Because even L.A.'s not, it's not showtime anymore. It's not a destination to go to. As one time, it was like high, you know, visibility, high everything. You know, now it's like go to New York. You know, you could turn that franchise around and you could be a savior, man. You know, or stay where you're at right now, get max money. I can't see anybody going, I mean, a top tier... NBA All-Star.
No.
Go. I mean, they are talking about that they may have Dwayne Wade go one more year. But, I mean, this is his victory lap season.
But here's the thing, too. With LeBron, it's not only his show, but he's starting to decline.
Yeah, true that.
So it's not like, well, we're going to go there and we're going to win together. It's like, I'm going to go there and I'm going to be second fiddle, and he may not be able to carry the freight.
Yeah, and so now you signed up big-time money to go to L.A., which is team disarray big time. Mm-hmm. You know, you think Kyrie's going to leave Boston? New. Why would you go? You know, the guy dissed you the first time.
Yeah.
You know, and then he wants to make sure that he's Batman, everybody else is Robin. You know, and plus you have that whole team that knows, you know, Magic was going to get rid of all of you to get Anthony Davis. You know, and Anthony Davis said, yeah, later days, boys. You know, thanks, I'm flattered, but I ain't sticking around.
Yep, yep. Now Anthony Davis is going to wait till, they're going to wait till next year, and they'll probably do a trade at the draft or something like that. Cause
when is he free agent? 2 years? Next year?
He still has one more year on his contract.
There you go. I mean, he does want to be a Pelican, but I mean, who does? You know,
and they're not. He's hardly even playing now. I mean, he plays 10 minutes a game, and he sits the rest of the game.
Well, he's
now
hurt, isn't he?
He's got a problem with his pinky or something.
And there you go.
They're just making a big deal of the pinky now, because I got him on my fantasy basketball team, and it's like, gee, do I play him or do I not play him? Because he gets 3 points and 2 rebounds, and he plays 10 minutes, and he's not even worth playing anymore. And I don't want to drop him, because as soon as they trade him, he'll be worth gold again.
Yeah, but look at what. But didn't they get rid of the GM for the Pelicans too? Because team ownership said, "What kind of stupid game did you play with LA? We could have had that whole damn team on our side for this guy."
LA was going to give up so many players. They would have
and draft picks.
Yeah, five draft picks and five players. They would have had to go to the D League to fill out their team.
Yeah, I mean, they could have crushed those guys. Right now, then they wouldn't even have been part of the equation. Yep. You know, because I don't think an Anthony Davis, the bum show, wins.
But oh, no, because that would have been just them two.
But what isn't just our two is, for the last 2 minutes that we have here, our super CPA, Ken Pocket, what did we not talk about in one whole minute?
Well, what we didn't talk about is the Cleveland Browns signing Kareem Hunt.
Loser.
You suck.
Hunt was released by the Kansas City Chiefs in November after video surfaced of an incident which he has seen shoving and kicking a woman in a Cleveland hotel. What a class act, huh?
But he can play.
Well, I guess. I mean,
and that's what they say. He can play. And he feels sorry about what he did, even though he didn't get busted until the film came out. You know?
So,
oh, yeah.
There you go, Cleveland. You know, Ohio has a
stay classy, Cleveland.
History. Ohio has a history here of, you know, overlooking stuff like that. Ohio State, anybody?
Hey, but we got some nice tattoos out of the deal. And whoever else has a nice tattoo is our sport director, Mark Milicek. Mark, what did we talk about in one whole minute?
Well, I guess we could talk about the HBO series Hard Knocks. The HBO series Hard Knocks, they asked the Detroit Lions if they wanted to participate in
Why would you want to? What's the advantage?
I don't know. Just
But isn't it always the losers?
Yeah.
The worst team, they have to do the Hard Knocks?
Yeah, there's certain criteria that you have to
But what's the advantage? That it's like they're putting on the screen week after week, you're the worst team ever. So
we suck.
Why would you
You suck.
Why would you want to amplify that week after week after week?
Truth in advertising.
Good job. Like it.
Well, but anyway, they asked Matt Patricia and Quinn about that, and the first thing they said was the best team to pick for that is the Oakland Raiders with John Gruden. They're the perfect team for that. And
very colorful.
Yeah, and the reason why we don't want to do it is because, you know, we take everything that we do behind closed doors seriously, and we don't want to expose any of that stuff. And it's like,
wait a minute, I got a laughter warning.
Really?
Here. Wait.
Okay.
I know I got it here somewhere.
Things that you do behind closed doors? What, with the owner?
Yeah, maybe things with Martha or whatever.
Here I am. I'm ready.
But
that's why they didn't want it.
I don't do anybody at this age.
Or they don't want to, you know, team secrets or whatever. But if it's anything to do with team secrets there, Mr. Quinn, it doesn't make a difference because you're the team secrets. It doesn't work because your team sucks anyway.
I tell you about sucking. We don't, but we'll see you.
Maybe Martha does.
Yeah. Bring on the linemen. Oh, boy.
Linebackers, line up.
Oh, I love the draft. Oh, new meat coming. Oh, I love those guys from Texas A&M. Hook 'em horns. Whee.
Make sure you draft a linebacker.
A big one, too. And, hopefully sweaty.
And send him up here.
I do rim jobs.
Anyway, so there you go. There's the truck horn. So, with the score, Martha, the whole team.
Martha scores more than the Lions.
I know she's got more dust coming out than a dust ball.
There you go. That, I think, was from 1949. Oh, I remember that last one well.
Anyways, we will see you on Podbean, P-O-D-B-E-A-N, or you can wait for us for a half day after. See us on iTunes, right here on CKIW Radio 76. Just drop by, say hi, and knock over our podcasts, where you can take us with you in the car, in the beach, in the bathtub. Or when you go locked in some broom closet with a middle linebacker.
That wasn't a broom.
Or I won't forget it.
What? You can't go halfway now.
Or if Martha doesn't like the linebacker, maybe she can get a tailback.
Or a tight end.
Or a tight end.
Oh, boy. Maybe a wide out. Really wide. You guys want to run an in and out?
End around.
There you go. Go deep. Go way deep. Just go to the end zone. We'll score. Sooner or later. You'll have to try to do like one of those backdoor traps. Or Tampa 2.
And if I can't find one linebacker, maybe I'll take the mascot. Yeah.
Just lateral it to me. I'll run with you.
But what's running with you is the Super CPA, Ken Pocket, and Mark Milicek, our sport director. For everybody there, John Silver saying, see you next week on the Detroit Sports Authorities.
Bye.